year maybe more than the other years you've gone against them, that they're more Phil Rivers oriented?
Yeah, a lot more. Thing is, you can get sidetracked by how well they pass the ball, uh-huh. and forget about their run if you're not careful. But mm-hmm. and we definitely conscious of what LT can still do in this league.
Norv said he was surprised. Yesterday he said he was surprised that teams were still stacking the line of scrimmage to stop LT, even though they were throwing the ball the way they were.
Well, I mean, he's 1 year removed from a great season. So you can't forget what he can do. I mean, this year hadn't been one of his best years as far as numbers, but obviously he's still effective because of what he makes defense do. I mean, you put eight in the box, and, you know, Phillip Rivers is just taking advantage of that.
See any of the talks from the Chargers today for the Thursday's paper or anything?
Nah, I ain't read the paper
today. Would you like to know it?
I don't really care. It doesn't bother me either way, so.
Matt Wilhelm called Jay Cutler a punk.
Oh, well.
It just seems like you guys generally.
Sound like something personal.
Just seems like these two teams generally, genuinely don't like each other. Is that right, or?
I don't like anybody I play, so. I mean, I don't like them any less than I like the Raiders, you know, the Chiefs, Bucks, anybody. I mean, you play against me, I don't like you. I mean, I got respect for what you do, but all in all, I mean, we all out there to win and kick your butt, so.
You last week, very active, and then at the end, you needed some blood. It started tightening up a little bit on you. How does it feel?
Well, it feels good. Yeah. I mean, it feels better than I thought it would after the full game, but, you know, there were times, you know, I had to pull back. But, you know, that I didn't expect to play as much as I did. You know, that wasn't the plan, but.
Okay.
But, you know, things just worked out that way. Once I'm in there, it's hard to pull me up.
What was the plan now that the game is over? What was the plan last week?
Well, just play as much as possible, but not too much to where, you know, I set myself back. And whatever that was, we never put it in paper, put it on in writing. But,
yeah.
You know, it was just one of those understood things that we know was too much. And, you know, if you look back at the tape, yeah, it seemed like too much, but I came out okay, so.
You think Vincent Jackson's made a leap this year?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he stepped up big, especially when Chambers went down with injury. I mean, even before that, he was making plays. So the guy's capable of doing everything, going across the middle, deep. I mean, he's definitely been their top guy this year.
Yeah, he came from a pretty small school. Do you see him being, I mean, as he grows and learns and gets experience, do you see him maybe being one of the top guys in the
SEC? He could be. I tell you what, he got the ability. The good thing he has is a good quarterback to give him the ball, because I've seen a lot of guys with ability that didn't have a quarterback. So.
Talk about having a winner-take-all game. Is this fun for you?
Yeah, we were a little upset that we lost the last game, but at the same time, you know, look at what's in front of us. I mean, we got a chance to go out there, you know, you win or go home. I mean, this is our first playoff game.